Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the playback today, moms, sign language, and the largest ant farm. But first, this.
Dear Donnie Baker, I feel a little embarrassed writing you about this, but here goes anyways. I don't have a lot down there, if you know what I mean. I'm 18 years old and could tell the first day we showered in gym I wasn't like the other boys. What hope is there for me with only a pinky's worth of pork? Signed, Hopeless in Huntsville.
Okay.
Well, first off, man, I gotta admit, it took a lot of balls to write that letter to my face. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it did. Uh-huh. I mean, ain't everybody gonna have the gift of girth like I do. We can only go to bat with what God gave us. It sounds to me like you need to learn to bunt, son. Anyways, my point is, there's still a purpose for your pork.
Uh-huh.
But it's up to you to find the right game plan. First off, man, most women don't even know the difference unless they've been around the block a bunch. And I've been with a few of them girls. I've been with some girls that have tried on more pork swords and shoes, and some can be cruel. I remember Angel Skinner telling one ex-boyfriend that it felt like someone was picking her nose down there.
Oh.
I swear to God she did. And he's still in counseling. Talk like that can cripple a man.
Uh-huh.
First off, man, if a girl starts doubting what you got downstairs, just tell her the less it weighs, the longer it stays.
Uh-huh.
And who cares if you ain't packing like everybody else? Embrace it. Stand up, speak up, and be incontinent about it. Be like, hey, baby, I'm like them little candy bars at Halloween. I'm fun size. Uh-huh. I swear to God you should. Uh-huh. Hell, I've known a lot of guys that bowled 300 games without using 16-pound balls. My point is, you got other aspects to your game you can talk up. I had a lot of friends I wrestled with that bragged about having big guns, but then word got out they had quick triggers.
Uh-huh.
So which is worse? Secondly, shave the shrubs or lube the pubes, because hair hides inches. Everybody knows it. If you don't want to cut them, at least wet them down. I'm just saying, if it looks like the perm on Richard Simmons, you're carrying way too much cover.
Uh-huh.
And look at it this way. Not everybody can bench press the same. Not everybody runs the same speed. Not everybody gets the same grades in defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Uh-huh.
So start looking at your upside. Tell her you got some staying power. Or tell her you're double digits, at least in the metric system. Or tell her, hey, baby, at least I got fat fingers.
Uh-huh.
Either way, you have options, Hopeless. I swear to God you do. I gotta go.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Handsome factor way up today, wouldn't you say, Christy?
Yes. Okay, every man in this room is handsome.
Oh, oh boy, someone wants some more. Wow. Someone wants some free days off.
What an amazing, amazing liar she is.
She's
I
back.
Am not
from,
a liar.
If you don't stop, I'm going to say you were on your honeymoon.
Whatever.
She didn't get married. She's still Miss Christy Lee.
I hear the strains of a wedding march.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, okay. Yes, she did.
My daughter came home from school yesterday. I haven't seen her since my trip.
Uh-oh.
She walks in the door. She goes, did you get married?
Aw.
Hilarious.
She was listening to the show, apparently, on her way to school.
That's good for her.
Did you get married is better than what I get.
What do you get?
How come you're not with a whore?
Where's your whore?
You know what? That's a very good point.
I used to get, why aren't you at the bus station?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Giving guys handy.
Yeah. Right.
I get, where's the rest of your hair?
Well.
Well, that's mm-mm. true. No.
Sorry, Josh.
Oh, geez.
Does she get it, too?
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah. How much do you cost? Okay, sorry. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, I know. We were in the Napa Auto Parts studios, and we still are. That's Ace Cosby. That's Chick. That's Josh. Pat Godwin is here. I'm Tom, and that is Christy Lee. She did not get married.
How would you like to hear about a Mother's Day gift that you can't possibly live up to? There's a daughter somewhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
For Mother's Day, this daughter gave her mother a kidney.
Wow.
Live up to that. Good luck.
Yeah, well, good for her. It's a good story. Yeah. We have a, you know, so this actually is a nice segue into this dog story. Do you have the story about this deaf rescue dog?
Oh, I did. I didn't know if you saw the pictures.
Hey! What?
Oh.
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
He's connecting what you just said to the story he just did.
The dog story.
That
yeah.
there were, they weren't attractive, is what he was saying. The mother daughter.
That's horrible to say.
No, I was talking about how ugly a kidney.
That's a great
is.
Combination of not funny and awful to say.
A kidney in the wild. I think it's horrible.
I'm sorry.
Let me
horrible.
Step in here with some
Thank
sweet
you,
news.
This is a great story.
According to USA Today, a deaf dog rescued by a deaf man has learned sign language. 31-year-old Nick Abbott told WABI5
"We're on your side."
that he learned about the deaf dog named Emerson from a Facebook post made by a dog rescue service in Maine. Abbott said when he first visited, Emerson approached him and sat at his feet.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He has since been teaching the dog sign language commands, such as signing S for sit and moving his hand in a straight line to say lie down.
No.
The 31-year-old added, "We understand each other very well. I'd like to think it was meant to be."
I've had four dogs and all four know sign language.
Mine know it too.
Like I hold my hand up or point or whatever and they know.
Wow, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not like I can't.
I'd like to welcome the Joy Removal Squadron to the show.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? It's a great story. My God, the guy's...
Yeah, it is
deaf.
A great
His
story.
Dog is deaf. It's very sweet.
Although I understand the neighbors were hoping the dog would be mute. He's out there, rah, 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 rah. Has no idea he's making a noise.
Neither does the owner.
This guy's inside scratching his ball. What a great day.
Wow, that sounds like a Zen thing. Does a deaf dog know he's barking?
Oh.
Plus, it's good to have a dog in Maine. That's where all the pet cemeteries are.
That's right.
Sometimes deaf's better.
Sometimes deaf is better.
Damn it.
Very good.
Right.
In regards to this show, sometimes deaf is better. Yes.
I just love a story like that, though. Don't you? What a nice thing in a world of crappy news.
Yes.
Yeah, it is lovely.
Yeah.
Good animal stories.
Well, I understand the dog went to Washington. Now they're investigating him for the license that he has. So.
Oh, that's
They'll
true.
Be doing that for the next 3 years. Then they'll investigate the investigators. investigate.
At least they're all working for us, huh?
Yeah, thank God I wrote those checks in April. Buying more water for the people to be interrogated. Back to you, Christy. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't finish sports, did we?
Boston Red Sox have pledged to stop playing Fortnite until they start winning baseball games again.
God forbid. That's so great.
They have a lot of downtime.
According to reports, there's no official ban against the game, but it's now become an unspoken rule in the clubhouse. Pitcher Nathan Eovaldi told WEEI.
Where news comes first.
No, it's
where you come first.
You can't be losing and playing Fortnite in the clubhouse. So there you go.
Don't you mean, you said the Red Sox, right?
Red Sox.
You mean Fortnite.
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 Sometimes Fortnite. Sometimes that is better.
What about Fat Night?
Fortnite.
Fat night. Yeah. Fart.
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
It would be Fortnite. that's the one that you don't want to go to a Red Sox game. Jeez.
Hey, Jackie, it's Fortnite.
The 2019. I'm sorry.
Do you have the Hawaiian story?
But I have the 2019 World Video Game Hall of Fame inductees that were announced yesterday. Did you see
this? Oh, I love this.
Colossal Cave Adventure.
Never heard of it.
Microsoft Solitaire.
That should be in there, shouldn't it?
It shouldn't have been like game one.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You know how many times I would finish my work in a cubicle and go, all right, well, some solitaire time.
I got a laptop.
And the key, you know what the best part about playing solitaire was?
What?
You would win, and the cards would go bouncing like crazy.
Right.
And my goal was to have the cards fill up the screen. Not leave any gaps. Sometimes it happened, sometimes it didn't. It was very satisfying. I guarantee there are people out there right now going, yes!
How about that story, huh? How about, why don't you get on his ass about that story?
No, I
what a bore!
In a secondary way, I enjoy the joy he's getting out of it. Christy will tell you I'm just looking astonished.
Yeah.
And yet I get it, though, because I'm that way about doing crossword puzzles lately. So
yeah.
I get
it. Oh, me too.
Also inducted into the Video Game Hall of Fame, Mortal Kombat.
Sure.
And Super Mario Kart.
Oh, one of the finest games.
2019 inductees.
Dumb, real dumb.
Super Mario Kart is a blast.
Is that the racing one?
Especially battle mode, yeah. Oh,
well,
so
of
fun.
Course it's a racing one.
I don't know.
Kart?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, let's back to the Boston Red Sox. Congratulations that they've discovered that maybe baseball players should decide to do their job instead of playing video games and maybe stop stinking. That'd be the way. That's the essence of that story, I think. So let's move ahead now. Anything else in sports?
Well, this isn't sports, but I'm amazed by this story.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A 32-year-old soldier climbed over the permanent railing of an active volcano in Hawaii to get an Instagram picture and a closer look.
Ugh.
He fell in and survives.
Fell into a volcano.
Falls into a volcano, Tom.
So he didn't hit the...
Lava.
Magma.
Yeah. Liquid hot magma.
Magma.
I would think that would be the worst way to go.
Oh, so bad.
Wow. He lost his footing. About 2.5 hours after his fall, he was found on a narrow ledge about 70 feet down the cliff's edge. Responders able to rescue the tourist through a high-angle extraction using ropes. It would still be really hot, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I think it'd be quite hot.
Really hot.
What a jackass.
Kilauea, wow. Yeah,
these keep happening. These selfie
visitors should selfie never deaths. Cross safety barriers, especially around dangerous and destabilized cliff edges, like a volcano,
sure.
said Chief Ranger John Broward.
Didn't we have one where they went off the trail at one of the, what are the steamy things called that shoot off?
Geysers.
One of the geyser things.
Write that down.
Penises?
Steamy.
If it's steaming, you got
a
problem.
Remember a couple years ago, they walked off they have special paths and trails and elevated,
right.
and the guy got off of it, and he was poached.
Yes, he was.
He was poached.
No, really.
I mean, yes.
He was poached. To
yeah.
death, poached to death.
How much longer do you think it'll be before someone starts suing Instagram for causing these deaths? Well, if they weren't going to take a picture and put it on your Instagram, they'd be alive today.
You know, it's Darwin at work.
Well,
we're thinning the herd. So anyway, is that sports then?
Yeah, that's sports now. Yeah, okay, wherever you go, whatever you do.
Well, let's get the sports theme
Always.
Out there.
We
have.
Can I get it louder?
Sorry.
Always be a good sport.
Now, we do have a special surprise coming up for you guys.
Oh.
We do?
What's that?
Cake? You said it was for me.
Strippers?
It's for everybody.
You looked at me and said, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, I do. It's in the works. It's in
We're
process.
All getting ponies.
Ponies? I don't need a pony.
All right.
It's fun. You're going to enjoy this. It's something we've been talking about, and you're all going to enjoy
out.
It.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime.
So, pictures of me.
I have a guess as to what it is, but I will not spoil it.
I know what it is.
Well.
Oh, you
how
do.
How do you know it?
She's in on it.
I'm in on it a little bit.
Do we, are we going to recreate her wedding? We all can be in it?
Yeah.
Christy is going to give each one of us a neck hickey.
Woo. Scared me there for a second.
These are all false. Oh, God. Christy, what is happening?
Throw me the bouquet.
Oh. Christy did not get married on her vacation.
Just engaged.
No.
She did not get engaged on her vacation.
Friendship ring?
No.
A promise ring.
Handy on the beach?
You play a little
why don't you write some songs over there?
Did you play the game Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati?
Have you finished
Cincinnati.
The song Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati?
I'm halfway through, but you're adding some stuff to it.
Okay,
so
okay, good. Well, let's
I'll
move
be
on.
Glad to do half of it for you.
No, it's okay.
New York City is officially, we're going to change the subject.
Okay.
New York City has officially renamed an intersection Sesame Street.
Oh.
The renamed intersection between 63rd and Broadway is near the PBS show's offices. At a ceremony on Thursday, Mayor Bill de Blasio said he was proud to have the show's inclusive messages as part of his city's history.
I see.
It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, being New York City. No, son, that's not Oscar the Grouch. That's... just a
homeless
guy defecating.
Dreary day, chasing the bums away.
A real man living in a real
in the air, it smells like urine and feet.
Trash can.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
I'm sorry, I wasn't. What street's it on?
63rd and Broadway.
That's the way.
That's up there.
Well, I mean, can the count even count that high?
Yeah.
One,
one, two.
Now the count is too busy figuring out his new taxes.
I love the count.
I do too.
The first time I saw that, I howled.
Vampires actually do count things.
What?
Hang on a second. Wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on.
You know, that's one of those things where I was excited I remembered it, and then as I was saying it, I'm going, uh-oh. Wow, this is going to be stupid.
What? Now,
something about vampires that makes them want to count things. Yes. I mean, provided
turducken.
They're real. Again? 2 days in a row?
We really do gloss over the fact that that is a vampire. The count.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is, do kids put that together? Because the first time they see him, it's this cool guy that counts.
Right.
And then they, although I love
he's got the fangs.
I love those Adam Sandler vampire cartoon movies.
Man, they are funny. They're really, so silly and weird.
The music is great.
Yeah, the voice talent's excellent.
What are they called? Is it
Hotel Transylvania?
Oh, okay.
I just watched the one with the cruise ship.
Yeah,
I've never seen him.
I've seen that one like
five
times.
It's called Cash Grab. That's what it is.
No, I'd say it's
called More Power to him.
For the second time today, you're completely wrong about an artist. He's very, very funny.
He's back on Saturday Night Live this weekend for the first time in over 20
years. Isn't that interesting? He's never hosted before.
24 years.
Really?
Yeah. I bet it's going to be good. His Netflix special is amazing. Very funny.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing him live.
So anyway, he's shaking his head.
Don't you shake your head at me.
I'm not shaking my head.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
No, he's already proclaimed one great artist.
There's probably
a
lot of this going on.
Are we going to go back to that?
Now, so Sesame Street is now an official street in New York. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can't wait to hear the first police call.
We got a prostitute with a top off at Sesame Street.
Just got it's mugged.
The, 63rd and Broadway. Yeah, wait a minute. No bottom. Oh, dear God.
You know, they made this.
Look at that bush.
Melissa McCarthy made this movie last summer, and it did not do well, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Had the Happy Time Murders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was one of the few that went and saw it in the theater, and I admittedly laughed out loud a good 5 or 6 times.
Really?
Yeah. Hard a couple
you
times,
are
yeah.
An odd guy.
Okay, well, Christy Lee at the news desk. Big surprise coming, and what else have you got over there?
A North Carolina museum said a 4-foot-long ant farm now on display has been officially dubbed the world's largest by Guinness World Records.
This is amazing!
World's largest ant farm.
Well, couldn't you just make a bigger one?
5 feet?
Put in like three ants as a sort of a
it's only
starter.
4 feet long?
Discovery Place Science in Charlotte unveiled the ant farm, which is 4 feet long, 3 feet tall, and 3 inches wide for its annual Anthropod Day.
It's brought to you by Terminex.
a lot of
live ants.
Maybe orchid, maybe it would be.
It seems like that would be an easy record to break.
Yeah, I'll put in a 4 foot, 1 inch ant farm.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be measured by the number of ants?
I think so.
Not the size of the glass.
How are you going to count all the ants?
Well, no, but I mean, that's
you're like driving yourself mad. I mean, 1, 2, did I already count that one?
Hey, quit moving.
3, 4.
I mean, Montana is bigger than, I don't know, Los Angeles.
Yes.
But there are more people.
Right.
In Los Angeles, yes.
So shouldn't the world's biggest ant farm be?
It doesn't say the world's most populated ant farm.
I don't like ants.
So you could just make a one an inch longer, like Josh says, and put 4 ants in and go, well, we're just starting.
But isn't the biggest state like Alaska or something? Right? Or Texas? One of them.
I don't know. What is the fewest per square mile? Alaska or Wyoming?
Oh, man.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
I think ant farms suck.
Why?
Every ant farm I've ever seen, never seen one thing growing.
Wow.
That was a desert.
Feel better now, Chick.
All of a sudden,
I'll be honest. I'm shocked that got nothing.
You hear the tumbleweeds on that one.
I mean, you guys didn't think it deserved anything?
No.
I was busy looking somewhere.
So the ant farm, nothing
Alaska
was growing.
Alaska is by far the least densely populated.
All the ant farms I've ever seen, not
Wyoming
one thing growing.
Is second.
I think there's a joke there. I think that's a joke.
Because an ant farm isn't really a farm. It's just
a
bunch of ants.
It's just a bunch of ants and sand.
Josh has a point.
A little mini John Deere tractor.
Where do they get their food?
Yeah, see, that's a joke.
Who feeds them?
Yeah, with all these farms, they have to raid picnics?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, who feeds them?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.